What's good? We back, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. We just got my BitChute content all caught up to the, you know, numbers of podcasts that I had out there. So now we could basically just start banging these podcasts out and just uploading them to all the platforms across the board. Today I'm going to react to a couple shorts. One is Livio's award speech, and one is it's a react to a video that went viral on like TikTok about Drew Barrymore dancing in the rain. It's the only version I can find. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right, Dizzle, premium luxury liqueur. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. You see the hat? You see the shirt? Check them out. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. There's three online order links at the top. You can order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Brand premium luxury liqueur. Mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And to get the merch, go to DizzleBrand.com and click on the store. So definitely check out the Dizzle. All right, we're going to get into Livio's speech.
What a music video for good means, but I do know what your vote means, and that's a lot. Your vote means everything to me. It means everything to making a change in this country. So remember, when you're voting for your favorite artist, vote to change some of these laws that are oppressing us.
Huh. First thing I noticed is she could barely breathe. Nobody's oppressing Livio or Livo, whatever her name is. Lizzo, or I don't even know her name right now. Nobody's oppressing her, man. It's you know, it's really crazy to me how the richest, most successful people who've never really been oppressed are always the ones talking about oppression. They can't name actual laws that are oppressing people. You know, if I think her idea of passing laws that don't oppress people is passing laws that make us have to go with the bullshit pronouns and, you know, like the fatophobic topic, you know. Like losing weight is fatophobic. No, it's common sense that it's healthy. You know, these people kill me with this oppression. Like it's always the people that have never been oppressed in their entire life. The most successful, richest people talking about oppression. And never been oppressed. So on to the next one.
Love, Drew.
You and I both know that you are capable of enjoying the rain and frolicking freely without filming it and then posting it to TikTok.
What's wrong with that?
Now, you've just co-signed, okay? You just co-signed at least 3 million, 8.5 by 11 front and back people who just go out of their way to disrespect and dismiss the boundaries that black creators have set.
Wait, what?
And now you're one of those.
Pump the brakes. What the fuck? First of all, cr- creators don't get to set boundaries anyways. What the fuck does black creators have to do with filming yourself dancing in the rain? This is the horseshit bullshit that is going on in America that's really, really dividing us. These people that just wake up every fucking morning and have to look for racism with a microscope. You know, they got to look for racism everywhere. First of all, after hitting get hit by a car, I've started to realize walking in the rain is not fucking shit. It's not hard at all. It's an easy fucking task compared to getting hit by a car, dislocating your femur, breaking every toe in your foot, and dislocating your fucking shoulder. You know, but these people, like, who the fuck is this bitch to talking about boundaries that black creators set? What the fuck does that got to do with filming yourself in the fucking rain? Not a motherfucking thing. Thank God I got a brother here reacted to it like me. Like, what the fuck is he's thinking what I'm thinking? Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Let's finish.
This is a race thing?
Yeah, it is.
I guess my question would be, why? Why is it so important to all of you to treat us like we don't matter?
Okay, hold up. What the fuck does filming yourself in the fucking rain have to do with treating anybody on this earth wrong? I don't care. The white, black, orange, purple, green, yellow. It has not a motherfucking thing to this bitch is batshit fucking crazy. That's all I can say about that. She's batshit fucking crazy. And yeah, so there's that. Let's finish this off with a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. Listen to the beautiful lady. You need market promotions. Check us out. Go to promopalace.biz. Once again, I want to thank y'all tuning in for another one. I'm going to start banging out these short little clips as much as possible. We're going to call this another one, another podcast episode. And we're about to record another one right after this. Peace. And I'm